Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for October 13th, 2011. I found another book which provides yet another perspective on the creative process. Untitled, Thoughts on the Creative Process by Blaine Hogan does exactly that. Provide a look at how he works through the creative process. Hogan worked as a professional actor for 12 years and is currently a creative director at Willow Creek Community Church in South Barrington, Illinois, which is just outside of Chicago. Untitled, even in the introduction, is both comforting and challenging. Quote, "The blank page," writes Hogan, "has so much power. Some days it's terrifying, sometimes thrilling, but mostly it's just plain old scary. It's the reason many people never finish that novel or complete that project or follow through with that one thing they used to dream about. Sadly, it is the reason many people never even begin." End quote. Well, I've just begun reading Untitled and I'm finding it fascinating. It doesn't tell you how to be creative. Instead, it points you to a process that will help you to be creative and begin filling that scary blank page. Check www.blaine, that's B-L-A-N-E, Hogan, B-L-A-N-E-H-O-G-A-N.com to find out more about the book. And if you want more information or you just want to begin a conversation on today's show, drop me a line at robert@selawministries.ca. That's robert@selawministries.ca, and let's begin a conversation about this. Keep listening, and I'll repeat the email address at the end of today's show. Prayer from the CD We Will Not Be Silent, produced by Winnipeg's St. Benedict's Table, a worshiping community in the Anglican tradition that lives and breathes art as part of its expression of faith and life. Well, church after church, congregation after congregation are catching the vision of incorporating arts within their worship. One of the latest to do so is Louise Street Community Church of the Nazarene in Saskatoon. Led by Pastor Steve Grove and his wife, author Bonnie Grove, Poema is a monthly worship experience with an arts focus, and they're on the phone with us tonight to talk about Poema. Good evening, Steve.
Good evening.
And good evening, Bonnie.
Hi.
Now, Bonnie, I'm going to start with you, because you've been the one that's been promoting this and in various forums that I've seen and amongst some of the people that you know who are artists. Let's start with you yourself. What led you to be a writer?
Well, I think it was literally one of those divine inspiration moments, Robert. I was actually working in Alberta doing creating and developing and writing social programming for families at risk. It was a contract job, and we knew we were going to be moving to Saskatoon, where Steve was taking over the pastoring of Louis Street Community Church. And I didn't know what I was going to do when we made that move. And I had been praying about it. We'd both been praying about it for a long time. And I was in a meeting with my two bosses. And one of them asked me, "So, Bonnie, what are you going to do when your contract is over and you move to Saskatoon?" And it just fell out of my mouth. I said, "I'm going to write books." And of the three of us in that room, none was more shocked than I was. But I think that what it had been was years and years of just something bubbling up inside of me. I'd been writing on the side for so long, but I'd never taken myself seriously as a writer. And this seemed like, you know what, God's saying this is the opportunity to do it. So when we moved here, it's exactly what I started doing. I started writing a novel and a nonfiction, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, one of the things that I've always found is that whole point in time when a writer or, you know, someone who's involved in the arts actually, you know, defines themselves as an artist or as a writer. For you, was that a watershed moment in terms of being able to say that?
It was the beginning of that ability to release myself to say I'm a writer. That was a huge step. To move from the place to say I'm a writer to I'm an artist has been about a 5-year journey for me. I think I had to find my feet as a writer and begin to understand the craft and also the art, because the craft is like the skill of writing, the acquired ability to write and the understanding, and then there's this art piece, this nebulous idea of what is the art of writing. And that's been the journey that I've been on for the last little while. And it's really quite recently that I've been allowing myself or giving myself permission to say, I am an artist.
Well, do you find that there's a difference between the craft of writing and the art of writing? And if so, what is that difference?
For me anyway, there's the craft of being able to say, okay, this is how stories is structured, the way we understand story, modern readers understand story, that this is the way that you can turn a phrase. This is correct grammar. This is the nuts and bolts, the toolbox of writing. And yep. Then there's this art piece that has to do with partnering with God, in my understanding, to be able to reach deeply into the human experience and use 26 letters carefully arranged to express humanity and hope and suffering and all of those experiences that we go through as human beings. That, to me, is the art. On top of being well-skilled, there's this whole piece that you're in touch with the human experience in a deep way. And I think that that's a big piece of being an artist.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve, you've lived with this for a number of years. What have you learned yourself about, you know, sort of the artistic temperament and sort of this whole aspect of arts?
It doesn't happen overnight. When you get on this path to really understand yourself as an artist, it's a journey. And for me, I mean, it's been a great journey to watch Bonnie's learning curve and her writing abilities, and what she's able to do now is quite a bit different from what she could do 4 years ago. But it's phenomenal to see what God has been doing in and through that art of writing of words on paper. It's really cool to watch. And it's been inspiration for me in my own role as pastor, in my own role as who I am, within not just the church, within family, within a society. There's been an artist in me kind of struggling to get out in its own ways, and it's been fun.
Now, you say that there's been an artist in you struggling to get out. What form of arts have you been pursuing as the as that journey goes on?
I've always done woodworking as a just as a hobby. I've done some renovation on houses and stuff. It's the one thing that really relaxes me, and it's been in the last 2 years that I've really come to understand that one of the reasons that's my de-stressor in life is because I'm an artist. It doesn't mean I'm a good artist.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that I know always what I'm going to end up doing when I start something out, or that I even finish what I start. It's the task of creating that, for me, seems to tap into that spark that God has put in me, that's kind of reflective of His image as creator.
Mm-hmm. Both you and Bonnie have sort of alluded to that whole aspect of partnering with God, working with God as creator. And I think it was J.R.R. Tolkien who used the term co-creators. How has that aspect of recognizing that our artistic endeavors can become even better is not the word I'm looking for, but can be enhanced by partnering with God? How can sort of define how that works within your own experience? We'll start with you, Bonnie.
Well, one of the first things that I noticed when I approached a finished manuscript, my very first finished novel, was as I was going through it, I began to realize that there was something happening inside of this novel that was beyond my own understanding, that was something that came together almost without me understanding it, without me knowing. Now, some people would say, well, that's just your subconscious at work. However, as a student of psychology, I say, nonsense. It's not my subconscious at work. There's something much bigger that I have been spending my energies on and that I have been focusing on in my life, and that is Jesus Christ. That is my relationship with God. And anytime I sit down to pursue something artistic, I believe that's the meeting place with self and God. I believe that He not just partners, but is also involved intrinsically in laying out the true meaning of the art that it is that I'm attempting to create. And it's one of the things that frustrates me as an artist, because I can never quite reach the vision that I believe God's given me. I never quite lay down the words the way I mean them. They never quite mean what I think they should. And yet, when I look at the whole, I see a picture of something far bigger than my own ability to create. And that, for me, is that moment where you say, this is truly been a partnership, whether I was aware of it or not.
Mm-hmm. Steve, same question.
That's been created is something beyond my own ability.
Sorry, Steve, the same question.
For me, slightly different. Bonnie wrote a book that is titled Your Best You, Discovering and Developing the Strengths God Gave You. And as I've been looking through that and reflecting on that over the last number of years, I've really come to believe in terms of ministry is needs to happen from a strengths basis, a foundation of who we are in Christ, but is based on strength, on what we can do, on what God is doing in our life, not on what He's not doing and trying to improve those weak areas. You start from the strength and work from there, and that is directly related to God doing something in our life. Those strengths He's given us, those things that we are good at, those things that make us happy, that energize us, are all things that are given to us from God that make us unique. And as we work to minister in those areas, as we do our life out of those areas, I think there's a natural walk with God in our life that happens in a way that never happened before. One example, I'm working on a doctoral program. One of the books I read for that was called Preaching as Art. And just trying to get my head around the sense that what I'm doing even in the pulpit is a form of art, is a form of of looking into me and the strengths God has given to me, the gifts and graces I have as pastor, as a preacher, is certainly partnering with God in the art of being a pastor.
Well, what I want to need to do right now is take a quick break, and I want to continue this conversation and see how both your journeys have now led to Poema. We're talking with Louise Street Community Church pastor Steve Grove and author Bonnie Grove. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Arts Connection, and you've been listening to Agnus Dei from St. Benedict's Table CD, We Will Not Be Silent, which musically follows the elements of an Anglican Eucharist. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with author Bonnie Grove and Louise Street Community Church of the Nazarene pastor Steve Grove. Steve, looking at this and looking at the journey that you've taken, where did this whole idea for Poema come from?
Poema has come out of several discussions. When we first moved to the church about 5 years ago, we wanted to do something a little bit different. We talked about a cafe service on Friday nights and or kind of an evening, but we didn't want to just do a service for the sake of doing a service. And as we've kind of been patiently waiting on that over the last number of years, God has just opened so many doors, confirmed in so many ways that we need to be connecting a service like that with something more than just trying to do something different. And it's come out of what Bonnie's experience and some of the things she's been learning as well. I started a doctoral program a year and a half ago, and I've been working through theology in the church, ecclesiology. I've been working through the church history stuff and concepts about the missional church. And the first thing I saw was that down through the history, the church has been a major patron of the arts. When you look at the great masters and a lot of the art in Europe and early church history, it's the church and those biblical themes that drove art, especially the painting and the sculptures. When you begin to look at the missional church, though, and for me this is what cemented it, is putting art within the church in a missional framework, I came to understand that art within the church helps speak to a postmodern generation. People who will not listen to absolute truth, people who will not take the biblical stories at face value and are turned off in some ways by the biblical record, will listen to story. They will listen to art, to picture, to crafted words, and engage in a story about faith, about spirituality, in a way they won't on a Sunday morning in a traditional service.
It's interesting hearing you say that, because, I mean, if you go back into history, art was used because the people were primarily illiterate. They couldn't read the words of the Bible other than the priests, the people that were in charge. But the pictures and the icons and the statues helped tell that story. And now, you know, centuries, millennia later, we're using art in the same direction, only this is more to people who, it's not that they're illiterate, but they may be biblically illiterate, and this is a way of getting that through to them. Is that something that has been part of the process as you've been thinking about Poema?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you're right on there, and it gives us a voice as a small traditional church with a mostly older congregation that we could never have otherwise. And the neat thing about this is it's not just people in our church that are involved in planning and running something like this. The idea and concept behind Poema has attracted people from other churches to be involved because it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere we go and we talk about a worship service by and for artists, people's eyes light up. There's a little bit of artist, I think, in all of us.
Yeah.
And it seems to connect with that.
Describe how Poema works. What's sort of like a typical service? I mean, you've only had one service at this point, but describe what you're hoping to do with a Poema service.
Poema starts with the schedule. We've got five episodes laid out for this fall. They each have a theme with a verse that is corresponding to that. What the invitation is within that theme, artists of any kind, and we recognize, you know, painters, sculptors, woodworkers, but we also recognize chefs, mechanics, could be anything. And the invitation is to come with that theme in mind and share your art in worship to God, but do it in community. It's not performance. We're not asking people to come and perform a song or perform a painting or perform a mechanic, if you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
For the people there, it's to actually worship God, but do it in the context of community. So we will have some things that are planned. I mean, there's things that I'm bringing as a pastor, as an artist pastor, to a service, and it may look in some ways like a sermon illustration that's on steroids, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. As pastor, I mean, I go to the scripture on behalf of a congregation, on behalf of a community, to see what God has for us, and so I'm bringing that back into Poema in 5 minutes and 8 minutes as a illustration, as whether I'm doing some drama. I did a little bit of drawing last time. But I depended on some Da Vinci to help me out with that.
Mm-hmm.
So people are bringing their art. We have some schedule stuff, so there is going to be some music. One other component that is through probably every meeting is art trading cards. And there's an invitation to have to do some art yourself when you come. People don't have to do anything. They can just come and watch. But they can come and sit at a table with friends, with family, or with new acquaintances, and begin to fill out a blank card the size of a trading card with whatever they want. We've got all the materials there for painting, for drawing, for coloring, for gluing.
Mm-hmm. I need to move on here for quickly, but Bonnie, I want to get to you because I'm quickly running out of time here. But as an artist, why was a ministry like Poema needed?
It actually came out of discussions that was a felt need for me. The artists in life is often one of isolation. We create alone very often. And the idea, the question came, could this worship experience that the artist has in isolation, writing the book, composing the song, on and on, whatever it is the artist does, can it be brought to a corporate worship service? And if it could, what would it look like? And we began to discuss with other artists, not necessarily writers. In fact, we deliberately reached out to artists that pursue other kinds of art and began to have that conversation with them. And the felt need is, yes, I would like to be able to take this form of how I worship and have it better understood, to be able to have a voice for this is worship. And that's how we came up with our poema, what you call it, a tagline or whatever, but it's called This Is How We Worship, Join Us, so that we could bring something that's so dynamic and exciting out of isolation and into the corporate worship, to help each other understand and to better create conversations of worship through art.
Well, listen, everything, it sounds absolutely fascinating. I'd love to get into some more of the details, but we've run out of time here. But if people are interested in this, especially if there are pastors out there who are listening and who would like to replicate it in that, where can they get more information about Poema? Steve?
They can go to our website. We have a church website, but Poema itself has a website, poemaworship.com. Poema is P-O-I-E-M-A. It's a Greek word that means masterpiece, and we understand that we are God's masterpiece in the midst of this. Poemaworship.com.
Great. Bonnie, Steve, thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks so much,
thank
Robert.
You.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guests, Bonnie and Steve Grove. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.